Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling, online at designairservice.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, it's springtime in Normandy. The Rock Road. It's the
Do-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-do.
What the F was that?
Remax.
We'll be buried in the sunflower garden on Friday afternoon. We'll walk that 18th fairway singing this tune.
Freedom.
Oh.
Your stepdads and bleach. They on my mind. Like a song.
Ba-ta-ba-ta-ta-ta.
Jew that I love. Jew that I miss when I'm gone.
Gone. I think we had harmony there.
It wasn't that good.
I need donuts.
Lead to the Cat's Army.
This is where the Plowhawk starts to come into his own. Hour two, something happens between the first hour and the second hour.
The donuts are here probably as well.
Yeah. Amazing. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We are live from Normandy Golf Course for day two of the Michelob Ultra presentation of the Dotem and Family Golf and Learning Center in Mungeness, St. Louis, Acura. Also bringing this year's golf championship to you here as we broadcast on 105.7 HD2 FM, The Potted Plant, TMASTL.com, YouTube.com/TMASTL, and of course the Morning After STL app. You can see all of our videos, all of our new Blues playoff t-shirts at TMASTLShop.com and on our Instagram at TMA_STL. And you can watch us today on YouTube at YouTube.com/TMASTL. It's our appliance discounters. 8 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Appliance Discounters, your hometown appliance source featuring major brands like GE. You can subscribe to our podcast and listen anytime. That includes Pepper and Genie. That includes the Tim McKernan Show. And that includes me and Jackson on 101 ESPN, Balloon Party. And, of course, you can always follow us on our social media channels at TMASTL to see all the latest from Normandy for today's day two of the Michelob Ultra Dotem. Right now, it is our pleasure to welcome to the dais, ladies and gentlemen, Lisanne. And oh, my God.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Taste me.
Okay, that wasn't necessary.
Lisanne, you're fresh off your date night with the Loomsters. How was it?
It was fantastic.
Wow, wow.
Let's just first talk about Olive and Oak, right? The food. Where was I? Was this in St. Louis? I've never had a good meal here.
Whoa! No offense to anyone. Oh, my. And the fats are angry.
I mean, a lot of fried food.
Where have you been going outside of everywhere?
You know, a lot of meat yesterday. Chicken, pork, beef was the options. No vegetarian option. But yesterday, last night, I get the most beautiful oysters to start the dinner. And by the way, the Loomsters, I gave him no attention.
Is that right?
Well,
so you really
deserve
didn't. You cucked him.
I cucked him. I decided to have a dinner cuck. It was
He's
dinner
an
cuck
easy
session.
To cuck.
Because he gets so much attention from the stepdads.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He does. The men love him. And she gets no attention. So I thought, you know, I'm going to focus on her.
No,
I'm going to make this about her. Got to know them both. I did learn about their relationship. By the way, they met at Macy's. He was working at the perfume counter. She was working at Estee Lauder, in case you were all wondering.
He had a job at the perfume.
I knew that would get a reaction.
I could see that. I could have guessed perfume salesman.
Me too. Just the ambiance in this spot. This is the greatest restaurant. If you are in St. Louis and you have not been there, what are you doing?
Yep.
Do this. I had the Dover Sole, which everyone recommended to me.
Iggy was big on the Dover Sole, Lisa Ann.
Me and Vanessa shared it because it's a nice big serving, right? Big.
Hello, Sapphos.
Okay. had Tim's favorite appetizer, which is the grilled octopus.
Doug, that's what I love. Doug and I share that.
What are you eating? Are you eating the tentacles? What are you eating with an octopus? The bulbous head?
It's so good. And it wasn't fried. It was grilled.
How about that sauce on there, too?
Is it like a suction cup?
I eat bowls of that stuff. Like, I could have just eaten bowls. But we had a great date. It was a great date. And, yes, there was cucking for the whole time. And that's how that went down.
When you go to a place like that, does anyone recognize you?
I don't make eye contact with anyone. So unless someone's with me that tells me someone recognizes me, I'm just eyes to the floor and then eyes to the ceiling. So it probably does happen around me, but I just try to act like it's not happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Why would they think I would be here?
Well, I don't know.
Unless they're listeners.
Yeah, they're loyal listeners. Olive and Oak is all TMA listeners.
I'm just disappointed that you haven't had a decent meal until then in St. Louis.
I'm a fussy eater.
Yeah.
You know, I brought my own food today. I got some hard-boiled eggs, some
You brought hard-boiled eggs?
From Starbucks. I was like, you know what, do you guys have anything?
Hard-boiled eggs at Starbucks,
too?
Really?
They do.
Really?
Yeah, you can get, and fruit. So I got myself some stuff that actually grows from the ground, doesn't come from the freezer.
Did you happen to get the deviled eggs last night?
I did not even see those on the menu.
Yeah, I didn't know those were on the menu there.
I thought somebody said they're almost as good as salt and smokes. Maybe not. I have bad information, I guess.
Deviled eggs are really a family, like 4th of July party. Your aunt brings deviled eggs. Mm-hmm. They sit outside. And
that's what I do.
And
you're afraid of them for a while, right? That's how it goes.
How about, did you get your waitress? Was it Allie?
We did get Allie. She's such a stunner.
Shout out to
Allie.
Yeah.
A great server, made great recommendations, but like really easy on the eyes as well.
Was she flirtatious with you in any way?
She was not. She was just doing a great job. I mean, she was just, I may have been flirtatious with her.
Oh. Did you make Vanessa jealous when you were flirtatious? Maybe you were both flirtatious. I don't know.
You know, I think Vanessa's very open-minded. She can't get jealous with all the competition she has with your stepdads.
True. A lot of men with her husband, huh?
A lot of men with her husband. But I will say, you guys really kicked it up a notch.
Did you have that?
I did not have any dessert. I was nicely full after dinner. Lots of good veggies. Great meal.
What was your drink of choice?
I started with a green tea. And then I had a glass of red wine.
Yeah, they have Cabernet. They have great Cabernet there.
They had cocktails that looked fantastic, but I just wasn't going to do this.
Doug, wonderful mixologists.
Yes.
The place is so popular, it's hard to get in without a reservation. Usually you go there and you wait for an hour and a half to get in.
But you're Doug.
Well, I mean,
that's correct.
It hasn't helped yet.
I mean, what are you talking? People should get up off of tables and hold their food.
No.
Amen.
So you can sit down.
You walk in and say, I know Tim McKernan, right this way.
Yep, that's kind of the way it works around town, Doug.
I can't wait to do that tomorrow, see if it works.
Best of luck. Have a backup plan.
You know, if there's not tables, they have two full rooms in the back. So there's a brewery behind the restaurant. And then there's also a reception hall where you can have
a great. So you saw that whole setup?
We did the whole tour.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice setup.
Whole tour.
That place is great. So you felt like you had experienced the best of St. Louis culinary arts last night.
I didn't even know it was possible here. I was shook. I was shooketh.
That crazy. You have a White Castle near their hotel. I thought you would.
There is one right there, the one off Broadway, Doug. You like to hang out there after hours.
I do, yeah.
It's a safe area, right by the BP. Yeah.
I would venture to guess Lisa Ann has never been to a White Castle.
Yes, when I was younger and when I was a stripper in Philly, there was a White Castle that we would go to late at night, those gray-looking burgers.
It's so good for you.
Give me six of those gray-looking burgers. And back then, they used to make these mini ones. Do they still do that?
They'd be kind
of attached by the bum with those weird onions. That I think they added water to them to make them come back to life. I'm not sure. But you know what?
They rise from the dead, the onions.
After a night in Clear Heels, those White Castle gray burgers were fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, my first trip here, I had Alvin Mack take me to a Steak and Shake.
How'd Steak and Shake treat you? Those are basically done now.
They were great on the road. It just, it's nostalgic.
I love Steak and Shake.
You can get such
were
weird
those up
food
in Pennsylvania
there.
Growing
no.
up? Yeah, it's a St. Louis thing?
No.
Midwest thing.
I remember the Springfield, Missouri location was right next to my hotel when I would go to the Deja Vu there. And the house mom was our driver. You know what a house mom is,
what's,
right?
No, the one who takes
house
care
mom
of the girls?
Is a woman that sits in the dressing room and takes care of the girls.
Really?
Sorts their ones, makes sure they don't fight, all of those things. And she was our driver, and she would, like, place this huge order. We'd just get, like, one of everything because it was so cheap, you know? The chili, the pasta. There was, like, the spaghetti you could get, burgers. So it was nostalgic. But after I ate it, I realized I can't do this anymore.
What year was that, do you know? Do you remember that?
I think it was, like, 2017.
2017?
Was that the first time I came here, or was it 2018?
No, I'm talking about Deja Vu when you were in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, that was probably like 2008, 2009.
Yeah, I was already gone by then, I think.
Ned Reynolds was...
Because yeah. I had a private brunch on stage. I was introducing all the feature acts at...
oh, for heaven's sakes.
In Springfield.
That is a nice drop. So where did it end with you and the Loomster family? How did it end? Where did it end? Where does it stand?
Well, we fall. Whose phone is on? Yes.
Take
what
a guess.
Kind of radio
take
is
one
this?
Guess. You got
who
one bullet
this?
To fire.
Who turn off your volume. This is a radio show.
Oh Iggy
my
doing Tommy
gosh.
Mattern's, or Lisa Ann doing Tommy Mattern's work
Tommy
here.
Tommy Mattern, yeah. Sorry,
Tommy. Unprofessional.
Iggy was gently chided for his phone being on a couple weeks ago at our show meeting by Hubbard Radio Management.
So we all followed each other on social media, Twitter and Instagram, and as soon as... The Loomster followed me. He couldn't believe how many weird requests he was getting. Like, you know, all these people were requesting.
What they He's want like, from him?
Well, they want him to introduce them to me.
Okay.
You know, they always go through the guy.
I see.
Okay. So I think we'll probably, I'll definitely stay in touch with her. I'm sure. Maybe there'll be a trip to New York City if she wants to come to this city and hang out. We're going to be famous friends.
Wow.
Really? You really hit it off with
we
this
We did.
Kid.
She's lovely. Is she? He'll sit on the bench, though. He'll be the cop.
He's out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plahawk, does that surprise you in any way?
Not one bit. Like, if you go to a Webster dictionary and look up cuck, I think there's, like, an excerpt that says, you know, the Loomster is the cuck. Especially now that I know he was like a fragrance salesman. That just...
That was a nugget I gave you. I gave you a
that's
nugget.
That's a good one.
When he told me, my whole thought was, oh, that, clip that. Okay.
That's the trump card, so hopefully he doesn't get out of line.
Oh. Hey, you don't see a lot of men selling perfume at Macy's.
You really don't. You really don't. It's funny because, you know, Doug and I were having this very deep conversation
there was a big thing going on. We decided to have lunch on top of a TMA banner tablecloth yesterday.
So
and Doug and I were just eating barbecue in front of Lisa Ann, who does not eat meat, and just like, ah, this is really good, Lisa Ann. You ought to try some because we have no self-awareness and we're eating on a banner, you know. And then I get up and then Doug's glue guzzler is showing me his wife performing oral on another lady at a hotel in Kansas City. And then Doug and Lisa Ann break off and start solving the world's problem, including what, Australia's military?
Well, yes, we went everywhere. But one of the greatest parts of the conversation was Doug looks at me and says, you know, I don't know why people listen to the show. We talk about the same stupid stuff every day. He goes, we really don't want to continue to talk about cucking, but we have not yet found the true definition, so we must continue. And it was like, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
The true search for knowledge every day.
The true search for what it is. We have no definition yet.
And what, has it been 10 years we've been talking about it?
We're really trying to workshop it.
At least.
I don't know why it's that difficult. We give you the definition every day. You just don't understand it.
No, but it seems to be a moving target.
It does seem to be a moving target. Yeah. And we haven't had the factual, like, if we could get six of them on a round table and really interview them and really get into the mind of the cuck, then we'd have a more better understanding.
I just imagine the 60 minutes of music playing.
The little clock starting.
I think we've told you there's only two cucks. There's a normal cuck, which you're cheated on. You get cucked.
Do you agree with that, Lisa Ann?
I don't at all. I've
oh,
never
my God!
I can't define the thing.
I've never called a guy that gets cheated on a cuck because he doesn't know she's cheating unless she gets caught. But a cuck is willing. I think a cheater is unwilling. He's not willing to. He doesn't know he's being cheated on.
Those are the two different cucks.
Where in Webster's dictionary or the Urban Dictionary, maybe?
If you look under the dictionary under cuckold, it's somebody who has been cheated on. If a husband is cheated on, he's I've been cuckolded.
I'll snag that audio.
And then
it can't be that simple because we've been searching for 10 years.
It's not that simple. I've never heard a guy that got cheated on. I hear them say, I've been cheated on. I've never heard them say, I've been cucked. I mean, I've just never heard that. You don't hear it in divorce court. You don't hear it in any other settings. You know, like, I've never heard that.
They don't know the term.
And we didn't shoot movies like that when we shot the cuck movies. I feel like I would be a reference point here. The guy was always in the room. It was a matter of whether he was being berated or whether he was being asked to do tasks like hand the lube. You know, there were all these.
So he's an errand boy as well? We've never explored this.
But it's not, a fluffer, Tim.
But not the cheat guy.
Like, you're correct, though. You're correct. That is the porn cuck.
Oh, geez.
What we said, the regular cuck you're cheated on. A porn cuck is when he's in the room, maybe in the corner with a dunce cap on, sucking his thumb.
Maybe.
Being berated, being saying, look, I'm with a real man. You're a small man. You're a loser. That's a cuck. That's a porn cuck, though.
Lisa, you know what? Did you ever make a movie where you had to yell at a guy in the corner?
Twice, and I failed miserably both times.
Doesn't it make you laugh?
It made me laugh the whole time. First of all, they pick a guy that they get on Craigslist that's getting paid $100 to get to sit and watch this live. I feel like he should be paying me. So right away, I'm offended. I'm like, why are we even have this guy on payroll? $100 is too much. He's getting a live show. Then you have to verbally harass this stranger, and I would come up with the worst things.
What did you say?
I would say them. Nothing I could say on air.
Oh.
And then I would be laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing. And then I'd be like looking at him going like, can he look away? Because he's making me uncomfortable. Like, I know the camera is right here and millions of people are going to watch, but like, I can hear him breathing. Or like, they'd start tapping their foot and I'm like, buddy, the concentration. And so I did two. And then anytime I got called for one, I'm like, I'm not good at it.
I'm out of the cuck business.
Unless that guy is paying me extra, I'm not doing it.
What I've noticed, because sometimes when one of the starlets who will be in my Rolodex is in a scene, I'll go, oh, that's wonderful. But then there's this gentleman, and he is at the foot of the bed, and he's a weakling with a small little ween, and then it'll begin to tug on it, but only using his index finger and his thumb because he doesn't need his other three fingers. And it's like they cut to him, and I go, I can't use it. Now I got to bail on the scene. I got to press eject.
And also, I'm supposed to be pretending that creepy guy from Craigslist is my real husband. I know this is all a fake scenario, but why can't I just own this house alone? Why do I have to have that guy? And like, people are going to think I'm with that guy. Like, the whole thing, it was traumatic.
Yeah, he's got a gut. He's experiencing male pattern baldness.
There's a stepdaughter that rolls in somehow, and I'm like, ew, a creepy stepdaughter coming home from school early. I've got to throw her in the pool. Like, all of these things.
The Loomster has sent in a text to the Engineer Design Facilities text inbox, and he says, is there any chance I can be part of this round table?
Now, go sell curb, bud. You're good.
Only if he breaks down perfumery for us.
Perfumery.
He needs
to tell
us. I've not
heard
that
word.
I didn't like that word.
Is that a real word?
I've seen stores that are called perfumeries, so
really?
Let's say it is.
Okay, I like it.
It's as real as a cuck being the guy that gets cheated on. I'll tell you that, Deb.
Well, let me tell you.
I love it.
If I'm going to pick out perfume for my wife, my girlfriend, are you going to take the advice of a man?
If you see
a man trying to sell you like Estee Lauder, are you listening to him?
I don't know. I think a man is a term for a Loomster. I don't know. I think I'd be safe buying it from him.
Yeah, because a guy knows what smells good. Maybe, but I think you'd want to talk to a woman for that. You're right. But it must have been cute. So they met at Macy's.
Yeah. I've never met anybody. Well, yeah, I did. One guy I went to at Macy's one time. A guy stopped me and said, "Iggy, you don't know me, but I've been kicked off the fan page. Can you help me out?" At Macy's, the guy.
Your hypothetical of being married or having a girlfriend and buying perfume, we should talk about.
That's why I shop on Amazon. It's just easier.
Out of nowhere, he says, "Hi, Iggy, big fan. I've been off the fan page. They kicked me off. Can you get me back on it?" I'm shopping.
You can't be bothered.
I'm looking for a pair of pants.
Oh, right. You can only imagine what it's like when a guy comes up to me then and says, like, "I'm your biggest fan. I watch you every day." I'm supposed to just say, "I'm shopping. Leave me alone," right?
Ask you this. It had to have happened over the years. A gentleman that you did find attractive came up and said, "I am your biggest fan," or is it always kind of a little off-putting?
There are attractive guys that do it, and I always just say,
but do they do it with a semblance of game, or?
There's just no reason to have to express that type. Because to me, when a guy says that to me, no matter how good looking he is or not, I'm thinking of the hours he's clocked watching me. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, so you're just admitting your alone time to me right now, which makes you lose some cool points. At least be like, find another open. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I will, if a guy's good looking, I'll say, oh, you recognize me from sports radio.
That's the move.
Well, sure it is.
That's the move. Doug, that's how men approach you.
Quite often. And darn it if we don't always end up hooking up.
Yeah.
You can't
help it.
Yeah, I know.
Ryan Kelly makes this presentation possible. He was making Bloody Marys 24 hours ago here at Normandy. He is our title sponsor. Mm-hmm. He's online at thehomeloanexpert.com. If you are looking to buy a home in 2022, you best be pre-approved, and you can do it right now at thehomeloanexpert.com, Doug.
Well, he was out here yesterday. It's a better tournament when Ryan Kelly is
Amen.
Here. He's got such a big personality, you can't help but know that he's here. And the guy is so darn generous and so nice and so friendly and has got so much energy around him. You just feel better when Ryan Kelly is here. And you'll feel better when you use him and his team to help you get a mortgage or to refinance your current mortgage. Right now, you know, rates are starting to inch up. But it's still a good time to refinance, especially if you've got a huge credit card debt. You're paying 19, 20% on your credit cards. You don't need to be doing that. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com, get a refinance on your home, take some of that money out. He says the average person is taking about $54,000 out right now when they refinance. You can pay off those high-interest credit cards, roll it into a low-interest mortgage, and you'll be saving a lot of money. How much money do you want to save? I don't know. It's up to you.
It's up to you. It's your call.
So get on that website, thehomeloanexpert.com. Let Ryan Kelly and his fabulous staff take care of you and save you a ton of money. They do it every day. Website again, thehomeloanexpert.com. Thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thank you so much, Sir Mortgage.
Thank you to Tom Schmidt for providing lunch yesterday and today. Salt and smoke, delicious treats here yesterday. Oh, my goodness, that salt and smoke is so good. They've been doing it for years, Tom Schmidt and his staff. And right now, if you would like to be a part of working for Salt and Smoke, they are hiring. They are aggressively looking to bring people on board, a fun place to work with lots of perks and great food. They have signing bonuses for cooks, 401ks, health insurance, and growth is available. The food is incredible. We all love the brisket. I had the chicken yesterday. That's outstanding as well. And, of course, today the Dotem golfers will be receiving lunch from Salt and Smoke here at Normandy. Five locations, including Ballpark Village for before, during, and after Cardinal games. And the team at Salt and Smoke, they welcome you to check them out at their additional locations. The original, Del Mar Loop, Hampton, St. Charles, Central West End, and, of course, Ballpark Village. Become besties with Salt and Smoke. SaltandSmokeBBQ.com. Action Jackson, would you like to tell the people about a company that you are a fan of?
Oh, absolutely. Doug, let me make an introduction to you.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
You ever heard of a gentleman named Jalen Brunson?
Jalen Brunson. I can't say that I have.
Oh, he's a 6'1" guard, plays in Dallas Mavericks.
Uh-oh. What happened here?
He's a two-time champion with the Villanova Wildcats. Let me tell you a little something about Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
They're playing tonight. The Mavs are playing tonight.
All right.
Are you looking for an underdog?
Yes, I'd love
nice
an underdog.
Odds.
Yes, please.
Jalen Brunson is just that. He's my Urban Chestnut underdog of the week.
You can be an underdog as a person and not a team?
Oh, no, he's an underdog as a person. You see, the Mavericks performed poorly in game once.
Yeah. Bounce back night tonight?
Tonight's a big bounce back night. Every time Jalen Brunson's had a poor performance in the game, he bounces back strong.
Okay.
Gold stinks and can sometimes get a little lazy on defense. Yeah. And Brunson, who's 6'1", you know.
Villanova, you said it.
Compared to a lot of
two-time
players,
champion.
A little bit short, so he's my Urban Chestnut underdog of the week. Jalen Brunson is not only going to score, but score efficiently. 25-plus points is plus 300 right now. If I'm you, Doug, I'm taking that right to the bank.
Wow. You think he can get 25?
Absolutely. My underdog of the week, my Urban Chestnut underdog of the week, is Jalen Brunson to score more than 25 points tonight against the Warriors in San Francisco. That's the play. So, just like Jalen Brunson is my underdog, you can pick yourself up some delicious underdog American lager. It comes in underdog American.
See how he tied that together, Doug?
I thought he was breaking down an NBA game.
But, you know, just like Jalen Brunson, you can pick up some underdogs. An underdog American lager, underdog wine, and underdog pale ale available anywhere. Quality local beers are sold.
There it is. Okay. You're welcome to get involved. 314-881-TMA5. 314-881-TMA5. That's how you can text in. You can also call in the Steve Schmidt Kia of North County phone line, 636-9004-TMA. And, of course, email in. Lisa Ann will get a vote today. The morning after at InsideSTL.com for our Design Air heating and cooling email of the day. Design Air is the official HVAC provider of Ryan Kelly. Morning after. We have questions coming in, even though we haven't solicited them. I don't know if you're interested in answering questions this
morning. I most certainly are. I sure hope that they are two-part questions.
We like two-part questions.
I love two-part questions.
We like those two-part questions. This is just a one-parter. It comes from Rocchio's Guma. Yeah. Hey, Lisa Ann, have you ever hooked up with a fan? Thanks. That's from Rocchio's Guma. I'm sure that's one of the biggest fantasies for watchers of stag videos. I feel like they construct those scenarios now in films that, oh, she's going to meet up with a fan.
So here's the
thing. Back of my mind is thinking that's not really real.
Tell you why guys ask me this question. They want me to say yes because they want to see if there's a chance.
Of course.
But let's face facts. There have been guys I've hooked up with that obviously didn't tell me they were a fan, even though they're a fan. Everyone's watched, right? So I'm assuming, let's say 80% of the guys that I've been with in my life since I became, you know, somewhat popular, deep rooted inside, they were a fan. They were just smart enough not to open with that. So I will say, yes, I have, but it's been like an undercover fan situation. So for all of the questions that I get, they just want me to say yes because they want to be like, well, I'm your biggest fan. And you know,
sounded like a bumpkin.
When they say, I'm your biggest fan, I'm like, all right, tell me a couple things. What's my birthday? Where'd I go to
May
high school?
May 9th. I know that one.
You do? Because we share a birthday,
that's
Doug.
That's right. I know.
Doug's your biggest fan.
We share
fan.
A birthday.
Yes.
And I ask him, I berate them with questions. So, yes, most likely I have hooked up with a fan, but no, I do not want to hook up with you, the fan.
Oh, so that's a no. That's
so you're
a
not
no
gonna,
to this guy.
You don't want to hook up with Rocchio's Guma?
I'm not so certain. You know what I'm saying?
This comes from the Swinghaven board member. Iggy, do you believe the Swinghaven board member is real?
Yeah, I've changed my mind on him. Him and his girlfriend, wife, whatever she is.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, I've changed my mind.
Iggy, this is directed to Iggy, but then it's to Lisa Ann. Iggy, has Lisa Ann ever done a scene with another lovely lady in a fountain? Just asking for the Winghaven community since we have a lovely fountain available. That's from the Swinghaven board member.
I can't. I don't watch Lisa Ann videos. I can't. I just.
We know each other too well.
I love her to death. We become friends,
it.
And I just can't. I can't watch,
truth.
So.
I've even had fans tell me this, that like once they've met me and gotten to spend time with me, like, I just can't watch you anymore. And I'm like, that's okay. No, I don't think I have.
You've never done a fountain hookup.
Done a scene in a fountain.
We have one outside the studio. If it works, you can come over there.
Who are we going to invite? Who's going to be my counterpart?
Mrs. Loomster.
Mrs. Loomster.
No, I really want you to do a scene with Dillian. I really do.
Oh,
Iggy looks so exasperated as he says. He's so frustrated.
Well, Lisa Ann is retired, so it's never going to happen. But
let's just be hypothetical here. I would have to catch Dillian at that time where she's like in between boyfriends and like it's a rocky road with her. You know, I've had lunch with her once.
Oh yeah. Well, what were the circumstances?
We were out in L.A. at the time. She had a boyfriend. They had a dog.
Nice.
It was going to be me, Lainey Spicer, the PR girl, a couple other girls, and then you know, Dillian arrives and she's got this boyfriend with her who has this dog, and she wants him to eat lunch with us. And I said, no, he's gonna have to cuck outside. So
outside.
He stood across the street with the dog the whole time we sat in Santa Monica and had, because this was all women's lunch, right? And also, I didn't want to make conversation with a guy that she's gonna dump in 6 months, and I've wasted getting to know him.
Did she order a pot pie?
Oh,
why?
That's her big thing. She likes pot pies.
No. She has posted some pictures with a very large and fluffy pot pie.
Yes.
She looks adorable in the picture, though.
You love her.
Well, Iggy had a shot with her once and blew it.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
He had a shot and blew it. She was in his apartment.
In his apartment,
Lisa. And commented about how nice his bed looked.
Do you think that was a hint?
Let me ask you, because you would know. I said it, and people said, oh, you're full of crap. But she wanted to go to the bathroom. I brought her inside the apartment for the bathroom. We were walking the bathroom. And she goes, boy, you got a big bed. I said, yeah, it's a king size. Did I miss something there?
You totally missed something. How could you not?
Let him have it.
Oh, my gosh. She talked about your bed, your work bed. Wow. How could you have not put two and two together? You could have just made a snarky little comment like, you know, we can jump around on it later. Or we can lay down on it. Do you want to come and see it closer? She opened the door, and you just, like, let it close.
Oh, my God.
How could you let it close?
See, I feel that because she's an adult actress, that if I said something, oh, you want to go try it out, that why, just because I'm an actress, I'm going to sleep with you? You know,
okay,
what? I don't want to.
She brought up your bet. Well, I mean, I'm not going to talk about a guy's bet unless I want to get in it.
I think he was in between plungers at the time.
Oh, that was well before.
And what? He thought it was important to identify the size of the bed. It's a king
instead
size bed.
Instead of just
not
saying,
a queen.
Do you want to see it closer?
Yeah,
do you want to roll on it? Do you want to lay on it? Do you want to be on it?
Right.
Do you want to know more about it? You know.
After the night, I said, I should have just said, look, you want to film a scene?
Well, then that's.
I had
that's,
sex, and now Dad is dead.
We could have put up the phone and said, look, we can. If we're going to do it, you might as well use it for your website.
So
we can make some money.
You go from 0 to 60, bro. You don't need to film this scene. You just need to have some intimate romance. Maybe she wanted to snuggle with you, you know? I mean, this was before you decided that you're laying on your back only and no other positions are happening.
Yeah, I would have worked on that one. I just want to know. You would know if I said maybe I missed an opportunity, maybe I was reading too much into it, but she did comment on the bed.
Iggy, you're going to be kicking yourself now that you know.
Now that I know,
from
I probably
could have.
You said
officially that you were wrong and you missed a chance to hook
Big
up
miss.
With your girl Dillian.
Well, when she breaks up with this dude and he takes all of her money and she's got to go back to working, then maybe I'll just move out to Florida and...
That was as
it.
Big a miss as you missing the tornado that hit the course here yesterday.
Well, his Doppler was off. You
I
know
sure
what
was.
I mean? His Doppler in his
it
closet
absolutely
was off.
Was.
I am devastated over this for you because, you know, sometimes an opportunity like that only presents
once
itself.
A lifetime.
Once in a life. She mentioned your bed.
I do dig her, though.
You could have easily
cut that off.
What is it that you dig about her so much?
I think she's just kind of like that girl next door look. She's got that nervous giggle. Whenever you talk to her, even her scene still. And
I think he likes a woman who's uncomfortable.
A little broken. You know, chipped nails, not real put together, a little tattered.
Well, sure.
Some issues deep rooted.
If you watch her videos, and I actually said something to Leo, and now Leo's out. You got the boyfriend. Leo's
that was
kicked out.
Leo's just mentioned.
Three boyfriends
like
ago.
We're talking about DiCaprio.
Leo.
Leo was her. Leo was her handler.
Had some fire weed, man.
He was passing that around.
Ooh. Well, she cared enough about having him as her agent or her handler that she moved to Philadelphia, which I'm sure she hated, being from California and Florida and have to go to Philadelphia in the winter.
Nice.
But she's just... She's
the empathy he shows for her struggle in life. Her struggle in life was so hard she had to move to Philadelphia.
But
bless
you,
her heart.
But if you watch her videos, she has that, like, it's like a nervous giggle. I think you're cute. She's always giggling after every sentence. And she got the, like, pursed lips, like, I like that.
Okay, don't do that.
Okay, yeah. Don't make that face.
Wow.
And I
but I still find her, she's cute as a button, but I think she's nervous in a lot of her scenes still.
And you like that. You like the fear factor. You don't want her to be too comfortable or confident. You're just a little broken.
No, I decided. I find her bubbly.
Bubbly. Awkward. Mm-hmm.
And when she came to St. Louis and agreed to sit in with us, she was featuring at Hustler.
Okay.
But she's actually coming here. And I said, if you want to do the TMA Live, why don't you just tie it into a weekend at Hustler? And so they did the whole thing. But then she came, and it was my birthday. She came to my patio. Hung
By
out on the
way,
patio with a bunch
of people.
I hear
that was like the best party ever.
It was fun. I got kicked out of my own patio.
It's kind of a cuck.
I got cucked on my own patio. I had to go out to the pasture. That was a lot of fun.
She's been a favorite of yours for a good 3-4 years now.
That's true,
yeah,
Lisa.
Long time.
You have not picked a new flavor. There's no one new that you like more.
No.
You still like her in between boyfriends.
I'm a big fan of Cherie DeVille.
Oh, who doesn't love Cherie?
So you are a fan of Cherie DeVille.
I love Cherie. She's a brilliant woman. Brilliant woman.
Yeah.
But you like a girl that's a little bit broken. Unsure.
No, I didn't know she was broken when I liked her, when I first
She's gone through 10 boyfriends in the time that you've known her. And they spend her money,
two.
And then she's broke, and then she comes back in the business. It's this vicious cycle, right, that keeps her going. Don't you want
to
mentor
her, money.
Her and tell her to save her money, help her set up some mutual funds, start investing, all of those things?
I would like to, but she changed her number. So I can't...
you've been ghosted.
Can you get the number for...
You've been ghosted.
We'll get the number. I see Carlos Spicy.
There's that bacon shirt. There's that bacon shirt.
So everything is right in St. Louis right now.
He's tipped his cap to the gallery. And Iggy, it does look like that front that you told people was just going to clear on out. It looks like it may have cleared on out.
Yeah, I said it's gone, so...
Right.
Oh, there. Thank
Don't
you.
Don't question me.
Hey, Lisa, two-parter.
Yes.
How hot is Joe Burrow? Scale 1 to 10. And second, I came home last night loaded up on oysters, and my wife wouldn't wake up and let me take a ride. Any reason why? Aren't oysters pleasure food? Plus, she was already covered in Tim and Welly's seed, so she was spent. Thanks. That's the recovering alcoholic from Belleville in Webster Groves.
Can you repeat the oyster question again? I'm so sorry. I was paying attention.
That was my bad.
What was going
bad.
On?
No, nothing. Don't worry about
it. Okay. Aren't oysters pleasure food? Oh, he said, I came home last night loaded up on oysters, and my wife wouldn't wake up and let me take a ride. Any reason why? Aren't oysters pleasure food? Plus, she was already covered in Tim and Wellington seed, so she was spent. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster Grove.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a rough patch right there, because you had the oysters, so you were raring to go.
Yeah, aphrodisiac.
That's when you got to go to your go-to, whatever hub it is that you like to watch your content, or if you're a subscriber to an OnlyFans page, you let the woman sleep. She already did her job. Joe Burrow is 10 out of 10, like 100 million.
Oh, is that right?
His
really?
His swag, his appeal. Man, I love Joe Burrow.
So if we take, if Joe Burrow's just a guy here at the Dome, a wonderful ball striker, an attractive man, is he a 10? You take away the Bengals, the swag, the whole thing. What do
oh,
we get?
Yeah,
the,
for
okay,
sure.
All right, so
for
he's an attractive
sure.
guy. So then you add on the swag, national champion Heisman Trophy, nearly won a Super Bowl. He is that who the ladies dig the most in the NFL? I don't know. What's going
love
on? Who
us,
is it?
We love us some Joe Burrow.
Who else?
Also, Justin Herbert. He's
Justin
swaggy.
Herbert down there with
but
the Chargers.
But, you know, when Burrow did that presser and the reporter asked him if his necklace was real, you know, and his answer was just like, I make way too much money for it to be fake. I mean, I was like, oh, my gosh, I want to have sex with you 1,000 times.
Clip that off. Really? Clip that audio off. Somebody snag it.
I know he's married, but what about a guy that looks like he'd be fun, Cooper Kupp?
Does he
that's
look kinda like
random.
He'd be
he looks
fun?
Like, he looks like he'd be a guy to be fun.
You know, he looks like he used to be a lifeguard at the YMCA.
That
he's
would be
so
fun.
Ordinary. I mean, he's a great receiver. He worked very well under Stafford last season. I do like him, but I think there's a lot more swag in the NFL than Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I think there's boring. A manscape issue there, too. With
you
him.
Think he's got a thicket?
What?
Yeah, I just... Just how his beard grows, and it grows really fast and thick.
And curly.
And curly. Yeah. I just assume, you know, carpet matching the drapes type scenario.
Oh, yes.
I like. By the way, he runs a button route.
You can't. You can't tell at all.
It's kind of bunched up in there. I agree with you.
Yeah, it looks like a cup, but actually that's just matted tuft.
Guys, yes, the guy with no retirement to speak of whatsoever at 65 living alone in a one-bedroom apartment in Maryland Heights is the perfect person to give Dillian Harper life advice. That's from Midge.
It's not life advice. I'm giving her film advice. I've watched enough porn that I know what works.
But I think you should give her life advice as well.
Well, I would say, you know, just stop with the boyfriends that just take everything from you and you agreed to it. Then they leave you when they're out of money and then you're broken.
Gosh.
Okay, Mo.
Do you know, if a guy asks me for money, my knees just weld shut. There's no prying my
you
legs
get that?
Open.
You actually get guys asking you for money?
I will
no
say,
way.
You know what's been cool recently?
What do we have going on?
Is the third world countries that email me, the
right.
fandom.
Yes.
They used to just ask for to be with me, to hook up with me. Mm. Now,
they want, cash.
They want money, which makes me feel kind of like, okay, they're seeing me as
yeah,
I am.
Look at that.
This is how you see me. They also want a visa.
They
also, you know, they want a lot of things from me. But now I feel complimented that they're not just asking me to put out for them. They're looking at me like a wealth of money. I'm never going to give it to
them. You don't never send them a check?
Never. But if a guy did ask me for money, it has happened to me. I had a guy, when I first got divorced, I was hooking up with this hot guy from the gym that, like, me and all the women at my gym had this hot gym guy. Oh, we called him Hot Gym Guy.
Hot Gym Guy. Did he approach you or did you approach him?
He was on my list. If I get divorced, he's the first guy I'm hooking up with. So nice. He was like 24. I was like 31. And he wanted to move in with me. Very quickly wanted to move in. So I was like, how do I get out of this? Because I still want to hook up with
how
the guy.
Was the sex?
It was fantastic.
Good, good, good.
But although he was the only guy I ever hooked up with, that the one night I let him sleep over, I'm getting a shower to get ready for work. I get out of the shower. It's like 6 a.m. He's watching porn. I'm like, it's way too early for this.
Was he pleasuring himself or he just was watching
it casually? Just watching it like it's TV.
Yeah,
I
unfortunately had that habit.
You know, and I was like, this is weird. So
really
I put
did.
Together a spreadsheet of what it would cost to live with me.
Uh-huh.
And what the deposit would be to move
deposit.
In. And I presented it at dinner. And I was like, no problem. You can move in with me. Here's the down money to move in. And here's your monthly and when they're due. And he was like, well, I can't afford that. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Then you don't get approved.
Gone.
Can we still hook up? I mean, you know, can we still hook up?
You said that too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I bet he was interested.
He was, but there was no moving in.
No move in.
I didn't want to insult him, but I was like, no, that guy's never going to leave, and he's going to mooch all my money, and that's out.
How do you handle, because at least once a week,
whether it's people I follow, whether it's you, whether it's Dillian, whether it's Lexi Bell, whether it's whatever, I get a new DM from Lexi Bell or Lisa Ann 12689. They have one follower.
Oh, the burners.
Yeah. Hey, babe, I know you're a big fan. I'm just reaching out to some of my favorite fans. I said, you know, I know Lisa Ann. And first of all, you have one follower. Do people really think you're Lisa Ann? Mm. And is that work for people? And I know they're asking for money. They're going to send me money.
It has worked.
It has worked. It really
it's
does.
It's worked. I'll tell you, in 2018, I was on the road, and two weekends in a row this happened to me. And the first weekend, the guy, Larry lives in Denver. I was prepared for Larry. I had reached out to the Denver police before my gig. I said,
oh, wow.
I have this fan who's really obsessive. He was calling SiriusXM. And every break, he would talk to my producers, and he would say, you know, is Lisa telling you that we're married? And why isn't she talking about us? Larry gave up $250,000 to these imposters over a course of a year.
Oh, gosh.
And I had him later provide me with all of the paperwork so I could take it to the FBI, who laughed at me and said, if it's $8 million or less, we don't even care about these people. But they form a relationship. These are people that aren't great on the internet. So Larry shows up at the club, tells the manager, I'm here to pick Lisa up. I purchased her on the internet. Here's our marriage certificate. Here's our documents. And I'm like, oh, Larry, I got to talk to Larry face to face because I got to let him know.
Yeah.
Be safe on the internet. Set next week, I go to the club, same thing. Guy shows up in Philly, tells the manager, you know, I purchased Lisa. These imposters, when the jig is up, they send them directly to us. So once they've scammed these people out of money, they tell them how to find us.
Wow.
So they show up at your gigs. And so I do a Takedown Tuesday every Tuesday where it's a two-hour span where we get together because I've realized that the algorithm works best with Instagram. If 100 people report at the same time, they get deleted faster. But I'm estimating, and we're estimating, they're making between $3 and $5 million a year off of my name alone.
No way.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yes, because everybody falls for the initial $2,500. And when I do signings, 50% of the people were like, they show up with a folder. And they're like, so I sent you $2,500, then an iTunes gift card, then an Amazon gift card. And I'm like, no. You sent this to somebody that was imposing me, right? This is not me. But, you know, can you give me some of it back? Because I did it because I thought it was, I'm like, well, you're a moron. You talked to Lisa 274538, who just started the account December of 2020, and you thought it was me. Like, you think you're that special. Like, you wanted to be the chosen one that gets that private message. My other fan page is too busy. I wanted to talk to you one-on-one. You're a moron. You're a moron.
Yeah.
I had a woman fall for it, and she came to my booth in front of my security at Exotica, and she said to me, well, will you at least just have sex with me once since I gave up this $2,500? And I'm like, again, I get no money from these things. I'm not getting a commission. I'm not getting a kickback. Why would I just have sex with you? Because you spent this money. Well, it's because I did it, you know, in your name. So they are winning. But these people are falling for it every single day. Every single
day. It's very simple. Lexi Bell, 1 million followers. Lisa Ann, 2 million followers. Yeah. Such and such. You get a message from somebody that says it has two followers. You can't be that dumb.
You can't be that dumb. In Philly, the cops were so intense. I wanted to go and talk to the guy. And they're like, he's in the parking lot. We're gonna arrest him. I didn't have a restraining order. I have a restraining order against Larry because he scared me for 5 years of my life. And he still tweets at me every day. And I'm like, Larry, you are the one person I'm the most afraid of. I had to get Larry removed from his job because he was an armed security guard.
No.
And I was so worried about weapons he had in his house. So this guy shows up, and I said to the cops, I said, I just want to see what account he's talking to. So let me ask him to see his phone because I want to see what Facebook so I can report it. The cops insisted on standing behind me with their guns drawn. So I'm in a parking lot, dressed as Wonder Woman, in clear heels, talking to this gentleman who reaches for his phone as I ask the cops so I could see his phone. All of a sudden, I hear them all click in. I'm like, now there's 30 cops behind me. They're all engaged. And this guy pulls out a flip phone. And I said, buddy, right there. I mean, you got a flip phone? You can't even pull up Facebook on this flip phone. You are a mark. You are a mark for these people. And so he was devastated. And I'm like, no, you don't own me. You can't take me home. You can't purchase a human on the internet.
And they never catch the people that do this.
Never. But with Larry,
they don't even try, probably.
They don't. If FBI told me $8 million or less, they don't try. They won't go to countries where we do no trade with those countries. So if you're talking to the prince in Nigeria, there's nothing we want from Nigeria. Why are we going to go after these people? But Larry was so reckless with it. I mean, he must have sent money to like 40 different people. It's almost like a phone room. They sold his account. Like, we tapped out this guy. We got 20 grand. Why don't you get him? And he was sending money all over the world. The documents I printed from Larry was a stack this big to take into the FBI. And when I showed up, they're like, poor Larry, but like, he should know
better. And he had all
better.
That money to give as a security guard.
It was
guard.
His entire retirement savings.
Oh my gosh. God, that's so sad.
What was sadder was he used to send these photos to my emails where he'd be holding up this wedding ring. And I knew he had a Dodge Ram because the steering wheel was right here. And then the house was back there. And when I finally met him, I said, Larry, I have had nightmares that I've been trapped in the basement of that house because you sent me the photo so many times. Poor Larry. Larry Backhouse. Bless your heart, Larry. I know you're listening because you listen to everything I do because you're still not over it. We're never going to be together. Get off the internet.
Morning, Larry. Morning, Larry.
Guys, it's funny. The guy who thought he could get a nice patio set of furniture for $39.99 is criticizing the sad saps who think they are buying Lisa Ann on the internet. Don't throw stones, bacon bit. That's from Ernie Bjorkman.
Well, it's different.
Wait a second. I need to know about this.
Here we go.
It was on Facebook, so I thought it was real.
Of course, the
heading was Home Depot, and it said patio clearance $59.95. Normally $800. It was four chairs, a fire pit, and I ordered it.
When you ordered it, where did the money go? Like with a billing, like what were you paying? Was it somebody's like Venmo? Because it obviously didn't go to Home Depot.
The credit card, but it was part of PayPal. Insured
it. My God! Do you think Home Depot's collecting PayPal?
No, I got a $5 watch. They sent me
some patio furniture.
They sent a watch.
They sent you a watch.
It was like a Lego watch.
Yeah.
It was the free watch they got with the patio furniture somewhere else.
But I was reimbursed. PayPal reimbursed the $59.95. They said this is fraudulent and we apologize, and they sent me the money. They put it back on my credit card. But I figured, you know, Zuckerberg puts me in jail for posting a picture of a boner on Anchorman, and he's going to let this go? I figured it's got to be legit. He's kicking everybody off this that's fake.
Not scammers. Not scammers.
Didn't do that.
Yeah, if Facebook is going to do any kind of security, that's exactly what they ought to be going after all the time.
Yeah.
And yet you see it every day.
Every day. Every day.
So I got reimbursed, but still,
but I'm sorry
was,
that you went through that, Iggy, and I love that you thought you were going to get that kind of a deal. It's like a garage sale.
That's different
on Facebook
than sending a porn star with two followers and you think it's the real person money.
An iTunes gift card. They always ask for iTunes gift cards. Like, what do I want with an iTunes gift card? I mean, you think my life is that bad, right?
I tell you what, my OnlyFans could use a couple Larrys. I'm just saying.
You're in the Larry business.
Exactly.
You are going to be in the Larry business.
I'll ride in that Dodge Ram.
Plowhawk's OnlyFans about to blow up. This thing's going to be huge. Lisa Ann, my sister is into butch lesbians.
Oh.
How do I convince her to go for the good-looking girls because the last lumberjack she slept with threatened to kick my ass when I peeked in on the action? That's from Baby Milo.
You know, Baby Milo, your concerns about your sister's activity is concerning to all of us. I mean, just because you want to watch, there's free content out there for that, and you're going to have an OnlyFans with Plowboy that you can focus on and get your focus off your sister.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many hot guys out there with it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Simping ain't easy, boys. Invest in chastity belts 2023. Ooh. That's from Juan, and he's from the PP court.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah, he's from the PP court.
Simping ain't easy.
Sherlock, nothing gets by Sherlock Boots sniffing out those Twitter bots with one follower. Congrats on the detective work, baloney boy. That's some little Tommy Tribbins. Doug, that's the neighborhood kid.
I hope you weren't riding your bike around yesterday or you got blown off like the Wicked Witch of the West. It's not that difficult. Yeah, anybody can figure out that if she's got one follower, it's not the real person.
But that's the scam they're running is by convincing the fan that my other account is so busy and I wanted to have one-on-one conversation with this random account. So that's where they hooked them in. They're like, you know, I set this up just to talk to you, Iggy.
Well, I'm not following you, so who's
and
the follower?
And now I need an iTunes gift card.
I don't fall for it. I'm not that stupid. But
a lot of people do.
Yeah. Guys, can you ask the queen, that's you, Lisa.
Yes, it is.
What she thinks or who she thinks is going to be the best fantasy rookie in the NFL, and would it be okay if I massage Doug's inner loin?
What?
That's from Sonya.
Is that a leggy blonde?
I believe so.
You know, I think that we would have to do a raffle for the loin massaging because I don't think you're the only one that wants to do it. We want this to be fair and equal. Trask is being talked about as the rookie that everybody's watching, but I will be honest with you all and say that even though I was at the draft, I was not paying attention. I was having fun.
Yeah, you were celebrating your birthday, right?
I am not focused on the NFL just yet.
It was Vegas this year, right?
Vegas, baby. Vegas. That's where I got this tan. You can still see my wristband mark from the VIP pool.
The VIP pool. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Was that a topless pool?
It was a topless pool.
It was a topless pool. Doug, it was a topless pool.
I don't go topless at the topless pool. And I tell all the guys, like, you've seen it. You can Google it right now. All the different dimensions and sizes I've been through my career. Why would I show them to you again?
I feel like a lot of ladies in the industry are currently getting reductions. Is that is that going on? And is that something that you're aware of? Am I off the mark on
you
this?
You are correct. Because they're not as in style as they once were. The butt is the
butt
more
is
important
in style.
Thing.
Yeah.
And then also the big lips. You notice the girls are getting bigger and bigger lips.
Yeah.
So it's
What do you think's going on there? Because I don't think men necessarily find that attractive, or women do it. Here in St. Louis, here's a little peek in the Midwest. I hear tell it's actually like a status symbol for women, because I don't think the guys necessarily are into it, but it's like a status symbol. Have you ever heard of that type of thought?
Very much, because that's an LA thing, Orange County, California thing. It's about having money for the plastic surgery. It's about this aesthetic, and I think a lot of it is Instagram. I think a lot of it is the Kardashians, right? I think everyone is trying to have this look, but what's weird is women doing it so young that we don't really know yet how this is going to look 10 years
from now.
Women
are doing it in their early 20s,
right? Or 15 years from now. And it's a lot. I see girls in person, and I'm like, whoa, that's intense in person. On a screen, it looks good. Or on a picture, it looks good. But when you see it coming at you 3D, you're like, that's an odd profile. Yeah. Looks like a character.
Let me ask you,
you know,
do you
sketch artists.
Yeah. Do you watch Euphoria? Have you watched Euphoria?
I have.
You're familiar with Chloe Cherry.
I shot her for my series Lisa Loves Girls in 2018.
Now, those, because she only been doing it for two or three years.
She has real lips, though.
Those are real, though?
And she was bullied all through school because of her lips.
Really?
So that was a natural thing for her, so that she blends in with this show and with this whole look. But those are her natural lips.
I dig her, though.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
And she is. She is. Well, you've gone mainstream, and she has done a fabulous job. Just pulled off the, I think the director saw her in Pornhub and said, I think she'd be perfect for this part.
She's perfect
for
that show.
And came in and she was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you, I would like to interview her if you can.
I will pass that on. I'm sure she'd love to meet you too, Iggy.
Well, we'll do it on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be a phoner, Doug.
What about when you come to Exotica in Miami? She might be there.
I don't know. I think she's going to be a big star. I really think she's going to go to mainstream and just do TV stuff.
Okay.
Movies. I could be wrong, but she really was fabulous in that. And I think she stood out to a lot of other directors. But I want to talk to her about Euphoria more than porn. Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah, what was her name? What was her name?
We got a million questions. I didn't know Biggie was still talking.
Chloe
Cherry. He's talked about Chloe Cherry quite a bit. He's a big fan.
Okay.
Has she replaced Dillian, or is Dillian still at the top of the Mount Rushmore?
No, I'm a fan of hers from Euphoria. I watched a couple of her scenes just to see, you know, what the director saw in her.
What the director saw, what Scorsese saw.
No, I want to see what the director saw in her to just offer her a part with no acting ability other than porn. But she likes the anal.
Oh, is that right? Lisa, what do you think of Carmen Electra now? Another mainstream star.
Hopping
she just celebrated
on OnlyFans,
her that hopping
baby.
On OnlyFans. What do you think about that?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
She looks great. She turned 50 in April. I think it's a smart way. Look, if Bad Barbie can make $52 million her first year on OnlyFans, everyone should jump on OnlyFans if they have some fans.
Oh, you're talking about Cash Me Outside?
Cash Me Outside.
Yeah.
And she hasn't even shown anything, has she?
She does nudity. She just doesn't do sex.
She does nudity? I didn't think she got naked yet.
You think
she
really
makes... Did you subscribe to find out?
No.
She screen grabbed her numbers and posted them on her IG. Can't
really?
Lie. She made 52 mil. Doctors are saving lives and they're not making. Teachers are molding the minds of children. But we're going to give this Cash Me Outside girl 52 mil.
Entire school districts have a payroll of less than 52 million.
You are correct, Doug, as usual.
Were you surprised when that happened?
Not at all.
Really?
This is a society. If you ever watched the movie years ago, Idiocracy.
I haven't watched it. Is that good or bad?
Great
good.
Movie. Yep. Jackson, are we halfway there or what? We're halfway to Idiocracy. And this is just, it's the world we live in. We prop up the strangest things. I mean, I was just having a great chat with Alvin Mack on the way here. I forget that there's still people that think the Kim Kardashian sex tape was leaked. I mean, you have to sign documents. You have to show ID. You cannot profit off of adult content since the Pam and Tommy movie that was released illegally in the 90s.
So that one was
illegally distributed.
Did you watch the Seth Rogen?
It was so good. It was good. I loved it.
I was captivated by it.
It broke my heart, though, to watch her have to relive that trauma all over again. But that's not legal. You have to show IDs that you were 18. You have to sign consent forms. Now, Kim took a $5 million payout from Vivid to release that for them to be able to distribute it. Ray J was smart. He took the commission long term. He's going to make than $5 million by the end of by the time it's over, because when she's in the news, he'll get a bump and he'll make, you know, he'll make like 90 grand a day. He'll tweet it. He'll make 100 grand in a week. Like, he is getting his commission, and I admire him for that.
There's a second one, right? That Kanye did episode.
They're saying there's a second one. What's great is about this second one is that Ray J has finally come out and told his truth about what it was like when the momager was there with Kim.
Momager.
And they were signing the documents, and he remembered thinking, like, wow, man, this mom is really pimping out her daughter. Like, she's selling this sex tape so they can, like, become famous. But yet the world still believes that she was a victim. And, like, she is the momager was just brilliant to take that cash out. $5 million at one time allowed them to build everything they have right now. That's how the empire started.
Doug, can I harvest fat from your buttocks and inject it into my lips? That would be a real status symbol, and maybe to persuade my husband to kiss me more often. That's from the 314.
Oh, well, I guess. I could stand to lose a little fat around there.
But, you know, if you do caboose. It for one, we're going to have to do it for more. So I say we do another raffle. Five people can get fat.
We'll allow me to eat more of those jelly donuts.
Sure will.
Hey, there was Cassidy. Have you ever met Cassidy?
Yes.
You remember her?
Yes.
That's a drop. That's her in a foyer somewhere.
I love it. I love it. Did we lose Iggy? Is he like, where'd he go?
Yeah, what happened?
He comes and goes at his own pace.
He just disappears.
He marches to the tune of his own drummer.
He sure
does. I have no
does.
Idea where he is on
I
top
cannot
of it.
Believe he fell for that patio furniture scam.
And he posted on the fan page of all things going, hey, anybody else think this might be weird?
Even if it was real, it would have all floated away yesterday after the storm. He wouldn't have it.
Oh, and they would have said, how are you paying? They're accepting PayPal. This is a scam. Okay.
All right, we are at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. We are an hour and a half away from balls in the air here for day two of the Michelob Ultra Dotum. And we are at Normandy Golf Course broadcasting live. You can watch it. See Lisa Ann here on YouTube.com/TMASTL. We have been posting videos throughout at TMA_STL on our Instagram feed. And if you want some of that Blues Playoff merchandise, plus the new TMA Golf Club head covers, you can get those at TMASTLShop.com, TMASTLShop.com. Our Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour is coming up. Continue to send in your questions for Lisa, and we are here at Normandy. The Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour coming up. The Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour now in the books. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
There's no place like the beach for the holidays. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you get all the charm and cheer of the season, plus 60 miles of nonstop fun. See holiday shows at 10 top-notch theaters. Enjoy perfect golfing weather at 90 scenic courses. Be dazzled by 5 holiday light displays. And get seasonal Southern eats at over 2,000 restaurants. This will be one holiday you won't forget. Plan your winter getaway at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
A to Z Wineworks offers delicious, award-winning wines from Oregon.
A to Z is a unique company.
It's about the people.
Here, I'm A to Z. I manage the vineyards. I've been doing this for 30 years.
You only get one chance every year to make wine.
When it comes to making wine, it's a group effort. It takes all of us to make something that we care about.
I am grateful to work for a company that I am truly proud of.
We've been a certified B Corp for years now, and it really is expressed in our day-to-day operations.
A to Z!